You got a tune up or tune out, old bot?
Jazz here, and I am so digging the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Dan Gilbazan, voice of G1 Bumblebee, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
This is Megatron, and you found the All Things Transformers frequency here at the GeekCast Radio Network. Join Steve and Mike as they unleash the beast in you and discuss All Things Transformers. Excellent. Yes.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me in this adventure into Transformers is TFG and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Steve is currently hiding in some sort of Cybertronian dumpster. We don't know exactly where he is, but he's hiding from Shattered Glass Optimus Prime because he did some naughty things.
No.
Anyway,
I'm hiding from Ultra Magnus, who threat throw down his armor and take me out back and beat me with a shovel.
Would it kill you to raise a shovel?
He's not so nice. The armor comes off.
No, he's very minimal then.
Yeah.
All right. So this is going to be something that is just going to be something little quick, little whatever. Transformers cartoons. Now, I know we've talked about this in the past, in the last 13 years, but I figured, let's bring back an Altered Geek staple and do a 20-minute blitz and basically talk about how many times or how many of the Transformers cartoons we actually go back to and watch and how they have changed in the last almost 40 years.
Diecast construction. It's a lost art.
For me, what I find interesting is they have never gone back to the original hand-drawn G1 style. People have imitated it, have copied it, have updated it, like animated. If you look at animated Optimus Prime and you look at G1 Optimus Prime, they're not the same thing, but animated is a version of the G1 Optimus kind of thing.
Well, but it's a stylistic change.
Right, yeah.
Rockin' and rollin' with Savage Ravage.
We've never actually gone back to the style of G1 in animation since the 80s, obviously.
A musical sonic boom. Good old jazz.
And I already know what your answer is going to be, but what is your number one most rewatched Transformers cartoon that you go through when you need to watch Transformers?
Beast Wars definitely is my number one go-to, but that's because there's so many good episodes in it. I mean, yeah, there's some that I don't particularly care for, but I mean, honestly, like the whole series, I've gone back and rewatched the entire thing over the last 2 months, 3 months, mm-hmm. 4 months. Actually, probably since the beginning of January when I had to do the prep for the panel. Mm-hmm. And I really haven't stopped watching it since. Like, I've been dumping them to my phone, and when I have things where I have to, like, I donate plasma occasionally, and so when I do, I watch Beast Wars while I'm sitting there because, honestly, there's nothing else I can do. When they had Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I watched that too, but on a whole, like, I watch Beast Wars. Like, that's my go-to when I want to sit back, relax, want some awesome voice acting, awesome music, awesome plot lines.
I come in peace.
You're about to leave in pieces.
No need for violence, Rhinox. I merely wish to talk.
Go ahead. It's a free planet. I'm busy.
Stubborn maximal fool. He'll soon regret this impertinence.
I love the designs. Say what you will about it being somewhat dated. They still put a lot of detail into these robots compared to some of the modern series. Unlike now the War for Cybertron stuff and the Machinima stuff, the Power of the Primes trilogy. Mm-hmm. Those they did put a lot more detail in than what they've ever done before. So I do give them props for that.
Right.
But I still think that the voice acting and the storylines themselves are stronger in Beast Wars than really any of the other series. Prime had some. I think the power of the Primes is strong if you watch it together.
Right, yeah.
If you watch them as separated, they're terrible episodes, but separate. But together as the entire, each segment of the trilogy being like a little mini movie, I think that they fit really well. And same thing for War for Cybertron. There's aspects of it I don't care for, and I do fast forward. Beast Wars, I never find that moment. A lot of the other Transformers series, there's points in the episodes where I'm like, okay, don't care. Get me to the action. Get me to the characters I want to see. Like, it's very much that for a lot of the newer shows. And even to some degree, like with Beast Machines, there's some aspects of it I will skip. But it's still for me that number one, like that shut off your brain, feel good. I'll just turn it on for fun. And honestly, it's given me the inspiration for the toy discussion that we'll have in a future episode. As far as my kit bashing and customizing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For me, it's like, I don't ever go back and watch Generation 1 from the beginning to the ending. I might catch an episode here or there. I might want to, say, watch a certain episode again for enjoyment kind of thing. But I haven't actually gone back since actually the TFT1 podcast, since 2008. I have not gone back and watched Transformers 1984 all the way through, all 98 episodes. However, if I need to shut my brain off, or if I need to just relax and just not think about anything and just focus on one thing that I get enjoyment out of, you know, something like Season 3's Carnage in C Minor, because I just find it funny. I don't care if people think it's a good or a bad episode. This is the one where they go to the musical planet and Blaster and Soundwave are like, oh, it's harmony, it's this, it's that, and they speak in this musical language, and I know a lot of people don't like that episode. That's fine.
So much for the comet.
That's so much for me. I'm leaving.
No, you stay in the city.
Try and stop me.
Allegra, where are you going?
To my retreat.
I watch Rebirth a lot. Not a lot, but I've gone back and watched the three-part finale of the series, Rebirth, a lot. Beast Wars, I'm right there with you. I've gone back and watched it multiple times. As of this recording, I'm actually going back and sort of watching it so I can record audio for whatever section of the Top 100 Transformers Countdown that Beast Wars characters will show up in. So I'm actually in the middle of watching Beast Wars right now. Other series that I like going back to and catching certain episodes of are like animated. It just depends. Prime, it just depends. I like both of those series. I like Prime a lot. I think at this point with where Transformers is, Prime tends to get forgotten, because we have had the Machinima's Power of the Primes trilogy. We have the Netflix War for Cybertron trilogy now. We had the 2015 RID.
Megatron, today you answer for your crimes against Cybertron and against humanity. One shall stand,
and one shall fall. You, Optimus Prime!
Fix it. Back to the ship and get that cell ready. Russell, stay here with Sideswipe. Everyone else, we're a team now. And we're all that stands between Underbite and the loss of a lot of innocent lives. So let's do what we have to do. Roll up and roll out!
Every once in a while, I'll try to go back to, like, Armada, Cybertron, and Energon, but those were all out at a time where I was essentially grown up and I didn't have any interest in Transformers at that time. Like, for me, my interest in Transformers started again, like, right after the first movie launched in 2007. You know, but for me, it's like, all of it matters. I just don't pay attention to all of it because I just have no interest. It's not that it's good or bad, and there are good and bad things in all of the cartoons, and some people like this and some people don't like this, and that's fine. We all have our different likes and dislikes, but they are what they are. And what I mean about how has the Transformers cartoons changed or not changed in 40 years is what I was saying earlier. How every generation that we get a new cartoon, it is almost completely different from the last one, no matter whether it's the animation style, whether it's the voice acting. I will say War for Cybertron so far, Siege and Earthrise are the closest to Generation 1 we're ever going to get, but it's still a 3D cartoon. It's not 2D, you know, hand-drawn animation like it was in the 80s, and I get it. That's not what the style is today, and that's not what it, where it's going to ever go again. But I don't know. Sometimes I look at G1 and I'm like, I wish we had more of that style again, because it's still really, really cool. Even though it's 2D animation, it still jumps off the screen at me.
Laser beak, Autobot alert. Disclosure averted. Continue observation.
Yeah, I love the various series that are out, I found myself going back and watching select episodes of G1, select episodes of the 2015 Robots in Disguise, select episodes, like I've even, because the kids occasionally watch Rescue Bots or Rescue Bot Academy. And I've watched that, and honestly, it's not that bad. I actually like Rescue Bot Academy more than Rescue Bots. One, because they're bite-sized, they're like 5 to 10 minutes. But for a kid's episode, that seems to be fine. And I don't mind the animation either. Like, some of the aspects of it are a little bit different, focuses on different characters. But overall, like, I see their enjoyment with it. But yeah, like I've really been kind of just going back and watching random episodes from random series at this point. I've been watching a little bit of everything just to kind of, you know, whatever my opinion is of, you know, Transformers as a whole. Like I've been sampling War for Cybertron stuff from Siege and Earthrise. I've been sampling, you know, like I said, the 2015 Robots in Disguise. I haven't gone back, and this would be like a trial for my brain, having to watch the 2001 Robots in Disguise, and which to me is like the one series that I have no inclination. Although I would watch it before I'd watch BotBots, which is supposed to be just the concept alone sounds stupid to me. So anyways, I would sooner watch the 2001 series than watch that. And I have watched some of it in the past, and some of it wasn't that bad. Like, you had a mix of, like, some Beast Wars elements, some, you know, G1 elements, and some, you know, the other Japanese series kind of mixed in. So it's not that bad, and I genuinely wouldn't mind checking sections of it out. I didn't like the brother aspect of Prime and Ultra Magnus, though. I didn't like that whole rivalry.
Do you humans think that a puny fire engine is going to stop me?
Optimus Prime, transform!
Well, look who's here. Optimus Prime, as I live and breathe.
Leave now, Megatron.
Like, I would like to sample some of the Japanese series. The Headmasters, more of that. Master Force, Beast Wars 2, Beast Wars Neo, Victory. You know, just these series that we generally don't have a whole lot of exposure to because they're not in English.
Yeah. See, that's my biggest problem. And it's not that I dislike the series, but that's my biggest hurdle, is because they're not in English, I'm not going to watch them.
TFCOG, one of the benefits of them and one of the things that I enjoyed about them was they didn't finish any of the series, but they did come close on a lot of them. They did Beast Wars 2, they did Beast Wars Neo, they did Master Force, they did Victory, they did, they had a subgroup that was associated with them, but wasn't them, and it was doing Headmasters, and I'm a part of that still. we're supposed to have episode 9 and 10 produced soon at some point this year. But it's really interesting to see how they have to go through all that work to translate it, to mouth it, you know, to dub it. You know, what they show you the animation and they're like, you got to fit this mouth flap, which, you know, that's, you know, analog dialogue replacement stuff. So it's really interesting. And I would love to be able to watch them. And even with the dubs, because they put a lot of love and a lot of work into them as if they were actually produced by these companies. And so I would love to check those out to get a little bit of that flavor. Because I know enough, but I don't know a lot when it comes to those cartoons. And I feel like, we've had a lot of great United States series, but I feel like there's been a disservice to the Transformers community if you don't know how to, one, if you don't want to read subtitles, and two, if you wanted a dubbed show and you don't have that option.
Yeah.
Because there's like the Unicron trilogy. I don't particularly enjoy that series, that trilogy, and I would rather watch the Machinima one over that. I would rather watch animated, and I knock animated. I don't hate it, but it's not. I love the nods and the callbacks, but it's not necessarily my cup of tea. When it comes to Transformers.
Yeah, I think now that they're doing War for Cybertron, and who knows what they're going to do next. And you mentioned the BotBots thing. And
there's supposed to be a new trilogy after War for Cybertron. Because the Machinima series, Hasbro, to this day, claims that that is the logical conclusion to G1. Even though all the Japanese series that were totally forgotten and retconned,
right,
technically took us all the way to the Beast Wars era.
True.
So I don't know. Anyways, like that's what they claim now is the new part of their aligned continuity thing of having the Machinima series as the definitive finish of G1 and beginning of Beast Wars, even though Optimus Primal is, yeah. So
it becomes even though Optimus Primal is Ron Perlman.
Yeah. And he's Optimal Optimus. Yeah, before his time, and he never met Prime. So yeah, that aside, like I don't mind War for Cybertron, but and I love the concept of what they're tentatively planning with Kingdom, because Kingdom is doing what they intended to do had they got a fourth season of Beast Wars, which is mix the Autobots, Decepticons, Maximals, and Predacons and have them fight together.
Right.
So that I'm really excited about, and I'm glad that idea is finally coming to fruition. The thing with the first two is, yes, they do flesh out and they do fill in the gaps of what happened before G1, before they hit Earth. The same token, I don't know if I necessarily needed another prequel.
Right. I'm okay with it, and we've already talked about Siege and Earthrise.
And I'm not knocking them. The more I watch them, the more I actually genuinely enjoy them.
Yeah, and this is, again, part of the plan that I have for us here at All Things Transformers is, obviously, Transformers War for Cybertron Kingdom will hit Netflix in July, which we are 2 months away from at this point.
I know, I'm excited. I want to watch it.
So as soon as we hit that, we are going to do an episode on Kingdom in July. In July, Transformers grow there. And then in September, and I'm only, you don't even know anything about this. I told you I have a plan. But sometime before September 17th of this year, we will go back and rewatch all three at once and talk about the entire War for Cybertron trilogy in an episode of this show. And the reason why it'll air on September 17th is because, you know, 30-something years ago, that's when Generation 1 debuted. Because as many of the bad episodes G1 has, without that, we wouldn't be here. Without that starting point, we would not be where we are today in Transformers. That's why I absolutely love, even though I'm not collecting them because I'm only about the Funkos when it comes to toys these days. And this kind of ties into our next episode that'll be coming up here on All Things Transformers. Even though I'm not collecting them, I love what they are doing with the Kingdom line and giving us all these cool things. Like we've already talked about Rhinox and Galvatron and Commander Class Rodimus, and we're getting 5 Dinobots, and it's just so friggin' cool.
Yeah, and I, you know, not to get onto the toy tangent too much, they're hinting at with the next set of some of these Amazon exclusives in these two packs, like for instance the G1 Mirage and Kingdom Grimlock or Beast Grimlock. That are going to be paired in a two-part, you know, two-pack, and the Grimlock is basically a repaint, retool of Dinobot, and he's going to resemble his Beast Wars Ascending comic from IDW, because a lot of the new stuff that's starting to come out is starting to coincide a lot with IDW comics, and I don't have a problem with that, because it kind of puts a new spin on it, or more detail, or, you know, you get some different decos that you would not have had before, and... Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that two-pack only for the reason that, and I know this is, again, sidelining, is because of the Grimlock figure. But what's more important about it, and Proto Man talked about it on one of his video podcasts recently, was the aspect of there being a new series associated with that concept.
Right, yeah. That's the thing. What I've noticed is, you know, and they've always done this, that either toys drive cartoons or cartoons drive toys. And what they've been doing lately is, like, the War for Cybertron, Siege, and Earthrise line were out way before the Netflix cartoons were. But we were, you know, at the time when those toy lines got released, we were like, oh, the cartoons are coming. So we'll actually see a cartoon thing for what this toy is. And, yeah, absolutely. So, to the audience, to you guys who are listening to this very, very short discussion on Transformers cartoons, what are some of the Transformers cartoons that you go back and rewatch, and what are your top 5 Transformers cartoon episodes? We will do a top 5 of ours at some point in the future, most likely after the top 100 Transformers characters countdown.
Well, I almost want to wait until after Kingdom airs, because which right. that makes, it would anyway.
Yeah.
But because there may be an episode in there that ends up on that top 5 list, even if it's because it's a recent episode.
Right.
But it's going to be very hard, because you're talking, we've got 35 years of Transformers shows.
That's 40.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah, for me, I could probably pick one from each generation, most likely. And I would be fine.
I would be hard pressed. There's so many, like, and most of mine come from Beast Wars, which is the different thing. There's episodes of G1 that I could do that with too. There's not a lot in the other series I could sit there and do that with.
I can do it with G1, Beast Wars, Beast Machines, Animated, and Prime. I can do it with those four so far at this point. But that's down the line in the future. So I think that's going to do it for the Toon Talk. Coming up next time, we're going to be talking Transformers toys then and now.
Well, and I do want to hear from people too. Is there a series that we have not covered that you would like to hear us cover?
Bots.
No. I quit. Good night, everybody.
You should have done that in Megatron's voice.
I quit. Good night, everybody.
Is that?
I love you.
Shut up, bitch. I'm not done.
That's deep freeze cold.